We probably are familiar with the story of Hezekiah, one of the very good kings of Judah. There's an interesting situation in his life that took place that I think can teach us the lesson that it is possible for us to grow in confidence. Now imagine the scene. The northern kingdom of Israel has been taken off into captivity by the Assyrians. Now the enemy is threatening Judah and King Hezekiah. What are you going to do? He just saw the destruction in the north. They're obviously more powerful, and they're going to overtake him. And yet, Hezekiah does something totally different than the Israelites. You can read about it in 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7. Here's what Hezekiah says. He says this to the people: "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that's with him. There are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us fight our battles." And so Hezekiah turns to God at a moment of distress, fear, doubt, a time where it looks like the enemy's armies are going to overrun him. He turns to God and he trusts him and has a confidence in God and tells the people. And because he turns to God and he has that growth, you could say, in confidence, it says the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And so Hezekiah recognized that he could trust God, and ultimately, what did he do? He trusted in God's goodness. We have a great, good God, and he knew that God would bless him as they obey and follow him. And so Hezekiah helped the people to recognize we need to trust God, and his goodness is absolutely overwhelming. In fact, it tells us about that in Psalm 31. Psalm chapter 31, verse 19, it says this: "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you've laid up for those who fear you, which you've prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men." And we can have that same confidence no matter what armies that we may face, no matter what challenges, no matter what difficulties. When we look to God, recognize his goodness, pray to him, take refuge in him, he says we can have a confidence in him. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.